And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to you right around Australia. It is your hour to get well, relax, and settle in Sunday morning. It's the House of Wellness. Ed Phillips here beaming into you for the start of the second part of your weekend, along with lovely Daily Edition host Sally Obermeyer. Hi, Sal.
Hello. Happy Sunday, everybody.
And fabulous pharmacist Gerald Quigley on my other side. Hello, GQ.
Hello, Ed. When you say it like that, I always think, oh, dear, what's he got planned?
No, it's a buttering up and it just stays up.
Okay. Thank you, Ed. Well, and welcome back. Hope you had a great break.
Very suspicious early on, isn't he?
I know. I think it's because we've been apart for a little while. So
I know.
The gang's back together.
I had a beautiful week away skiing in the snow with my boys.
Lovely.
And
lovely.
Talk about wellness. I mean, there's a sport where you can get out into the freshest air, the chilly alpine air, the scenery stunning. It's a lovely, clean sport. The kids are away from their iPad
screens.
That's
right. Very hard to be skiing and on a phone, isn't it?
Exactly.
So it's healthy.
Great thing for parents and grandparents. A little weekend away, somewhere
wonderful.
Beautiful in the alpine air. Look, we ate pizza at night and things like that. It wasn't strictly the healthiest.
Yes.
But the fresh air, the sunshine, the whipping winds, so good for you.
And it's so, I think there's something to be said too. We talk about mental health a lot and mental, it's so important to have a break from the everyday.
Yeah.
You know, like you do sort of, I guess we all are kind of in the kind of the rat race, so to speak, you know, sort of 52 weeks a year. So when you can have a few days off and get out of your sort of normal zone, it's healthy for you.
Such a great point. You don't notice it happening while it's happening.
Yep.
And then and then end of the week you go, gosh, I'm refreshed. Oh, that's why.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Wonderful to be back with you guys, though. And we throw the phones open, as always, 131-873. All of our callers going to air today with a question to Gerald or Sal or any sort of comment in the running for our $100 gift voucher, as always, from Chemist Warehouse to go and spend. On the subject of sport, and I know your grandson is an elite swimmer, it's been headlines everywhere, hasn't it, with the positive result of Shayna Jack, one of our elite swimmers as well.
Mm.
I guess I take note of the comments from Gian Rooney, who's a friend of the show as well.
Sure.
She said it was one of the most stressful parts of being a professional athlete. Everything you put in your mouth, you've got to second guess, have a think about, have a think if it complies with what the WADA regulations are. Is it on the list, which is an extensive multi-page list of forbidden things or potentially harmful things to one's career?
I don't think it's something that us kind of, I say normal people can actually imagine, because if you think about us, you know, you'll open your pantry, you'll reach for something, you're at someone's house, they offer you, you know, I've made this, you'll eat it. We can eat and drink without really giving it a second thought. So she's right when she says I'm not saying it condones anything, but I'm just saying the stress that these guys are under and the pressure they're under every minute of every day is hard for us to imagine.
Mm-hmm.
There are, though, Sal, some caretaker parts of this, though, and there is an organisation called Informed Sport, which is a certification, accreditation type approval, where they list all of the products that they guarantee are taint free.
Yeah.
So there are some checks and balances, but as you say, it is really hard. Everyone wants that little bit extra.
Mm.
And the challenge these days is that it's often the teenagers, the 14, 15, 16, 17, who are trying to break into elite sport, who want that little bit extra, and mum or dad or grandpa or uncle Fred says, oh, look, I was at the gym the other day and I saw this stuff and I bought it. I think this is going to put muscles on your muscles. That is a red flag, and that's the sort of stuff that we've got to just be very, very careful about.
And it's a long investment. Now, she's 20. She's probably been an elite swimmer since her early teens. It's a long time to be monitoring what you stick in your mouth. You can't just go to the movies and think about, oh, well, I'll get some popcorn.
I wonder
if there's something in the popcorn,
an
additive that I've got to just be worried about, you know.
That's right.
Yes.
So
I know with my Alex, who's 16,
yep.
We had dinner with him the other night, just quite particular about what he has. The structure around the eating programs that they're given is quite remarkable, and you've got to admire. If it's on the outside when we're looking in, you've got to admire what many of these elite athletes do, because their lives are on hold, and they can lose that within an instant with a wrong decision. And that's what they keep in the back of their mind all the time.
By the way, your B sample has come back, Gerald. It's tested positive for Shiraz. It's off the charts.
I knew it's that okay. would happen. Sorry.
When you're on the podium for the bowls this Thursday, I would protest and step down.
Okay.
It's the right thing to do.
Well, I'm going to put it to Inform Sport and have that approved, and then it has the official Inform Sport logo on the side of the bottle.
That's right, as every Shiraz bottle should.
That's fantastic. 131873 is our number. We'd love your calls over the course of the next hour or so. It's Dental Week kicking off tomorrow. Our next guest, in fact, will be oral health expert Dr. Carmelo Banana, who's the president of the Aussie Dental Association. Also, we've got your A to Z of vitamins coming up this hour. What are we looking at?
We're going to be talking about the B groups, Ed. And as Sally and I know, working with you, you need lots of B because they're the stress vitamins. And they're water soluble, so we tend to demand them all the time and excrete them readily. So you've got to keep a supply.
Okay. Got some great advice coming up for Oral Health Care Week. Indeed, Justin Berno, who's the founder of the Natural Family Co., will be chatting about one of their natural toothpaste products they've developed as well, that you can use daily, of course, without the novelty ingredients, without the challenge as well. And we'll have a look at what's coming up on today's House of Wellness TV show also. Luke Hines will join us with a snapshot of what's coming up. We'll get to your calls after this, and our first guest, Dr. Carmelo Banana, president of the Aussie Dental Association, all coming up here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pop in and try the My Organics hair colour range, new and exclusive to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
We're chatting at the top of the show about sporting supplements, and if you're in the market for sports nutrition, a brand that not only safeguards your health, but your career too, try the INC range. Exclusive to Chemist Warehouse, INC offers a range of products that are informed sport certified, so you know they've been tested for banned substances. Find the entire range, including WPI, Dynamic Whey, and Eternal Mass at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Right, let me ask you this. How many things are on your to-do list? Is it massive? If you're like most people, you're probably keeping track of a big, long list of things you're trying to do regularly. Daily steps taken, your calories consumed, maybe your calories burned, heart rate, your next doctor's appointment. Am I getting 5 serves of veggies a day? Important stuff. But what about your teeth? Equally important, how's your oral health tracking these days? It's a question being asked during this Dental Week, which starts tomorrow. It's an annual event. It's run by the Australian Dental Association, which aims to make everyone aware of the key things they need to do to keep their teeth and, most importantly, their gums healthy. Now, you might think it doesn't really matter if you miss a little bit of flossing here and there, or you skimp on the thoroughness of your brushing, or tell your dentist, thanks, but no thanks, I'll see you in a couple of years. But of course, like anything, it's necessary and it's good for you, and it does matter, and it's worth adding to your to-do list right now. Joining us on the line to discuss Dental Health Week is the president of the Aussie Dental Association, Dr. Carmelo Banana. Good morning, Doc. Let's get a snapshot, perhaps, of the nation's oral health. How do you see it, Carmelo? Have we got you there, Doc? Or perhaps we don't have you dialed up. Let's try once more. Doc, have we got you there?
Can you hear me there?
Yeah, it's a matter of a couple of buttons being hit. What's your snapshot of the nation's oral health at the moment?
It could be a lot better than it is. In fact, we've seen a deterioration in the nation's oral health over the last decade or so. And we've got some very, very good survey data about exactly the state of children, young people and adults. And what we've done is we've set targets for what we think are achievable improvements in people's oral health. So really what we're trying to do with Dental Health Week is to alert people to what the state of the nation's oral health is at the moment and how we can get to a far better state, say, in the next 5 to 7 years.
What would you say, Doc, is wrong with public dentistry?
Well, public dentistry itself is it's underfunded. That's probably the most obvious thing. And when it's underfunded, it just means that people's immediate needs and then longer-term needs just aren't being met.
Carmelo, I see in my practice a lot of older people who struggle with gum diseases, things like gingivitis and lichen planus. And are we seeing more of these things because Australians are living older, or is it a reflection on poor dental hygiene really across the years?
Look, I think there's a combination of factors there. And look, you hit the nail on the head. People are living longer, and when they're living longer and they're keeping their teeth for longer, obviously you're going to see more of the diseases relating to ageing. And specifically in the older groups, especially those, it's not all of them, but people, for example, who are in nursing homes and people who, for example, aren't able to look after themselves as well as they could otherwise because of various conditions. They're obviously going to have struggle with proper oral hygiene measures. So obviously it would be advantageous for them to have assistance with that. And that's something that's been the subject of this recent inquiry into aged care.
Uh-huh. Okay. Good. What about waiting lists, Doc? What do you think about that? Does that play a big role in people, I guess, affecting the deterioration of their teeth?
Well, that's right. And the problem is that when the public sector is under-resourced, you're going to see these exploding waiting lists. And, we've seen various media reports of people who joined a waiting list and they had a few problems. And then by the time they were seen some significant time later, there's been a massive deterioration. And, not only is that because, the teeth that weren't in good condition were treated in the first place, it's because they also weren't afforded the exposure to some oral health education, which was going to help prevent that worsening of their oral health. Mm-hmm. So, there are a couple of components to looking after people on waiting lists. Firstly is fixing the problems that they have, and then secondly is educating them and trying to get them to form new habits so to prevent these other problems from occurring. So it's a bit of a two-edged sword, and it gets back to resourcing. And it's not that, the public dental services don't have the desire to do these things. It's just that they're under-resourced in terms of, money, which means that they can't employ the people who have the skills to do these things. Mm.
Carmelo, would a simple option be to give every kid at school a toothbrush and, in fact, make oral hygiene and probably general health and nutrition, make these part of the education program? I think, if you were presented with a toothbrush at school, you'd feel pretty chuffed, wouldn't you?
Oh, look, I think so, and certainly there are programs that exist. And look, I wanted to highlight the fact that everything starts from childhood. Mm. And so we say the poor oral health in childhood is the strongest predictor of further dental disease in adulthood.
Yes.
So if you get children forming good habits when they're very young, what's going to happen is as adults, they'll retain those habits and therefore they'll be less of a burden and they'll have fewer problems, obviously, because of that. So we're talking about daily toothbrushing. We're talking about flossing as well. I think most of the country has access to water fluoridation. Mm-hmm. Certainly we're of the view that sugar consumption is way too high.
Mm. Yes.
And there are things like, if we talk about take-home messages for parents, it's these in-between meal snacks which are really problematic. So things like cakes and biscuits and sugary drinks, really between meals should stick to water and fruit, vegetables, things like that. Mm. So we don't have that exposure to sugar.
I was fascinated to see some of your stats. Only 52% of Aussies brush twice a day, not for the full 2 minutes as well. There's some interesting stuff. The website's dentalhealthweek.com.au to find out a bit more about that. As we mentioned, it starts tomorrow. Doc, we've got a call on the line. Kelly is through in Melbourne with a question about her 13-year-old as well. Hi, Kelly.
Oh, good morning. My son's just had a device put on his mouth that pulls his jaw forward. It's really hurting him. It rubs on his cheeks. Is there something we can put on that? We've tried Bonjela, but, of course, that doesn't work. And also, I'm also concerned that he's really not eating anything other than soup, so he's, his nutrition and that's not there.
Mm. Doc, we might harness your expertise here. Any recommendations?
Look, the first thing I do is go back to the dentist who fitted the device and just say, look, these are the problems that we're having, and it's affecting, it's causing pain, can't eat properly. So what can we do about it? Is it a simple adjustment, or is there something else going on? But I'd advise probably not wearing it at the moment until such time as you can get that advice.
Sure, which is just really reinforcing the communication each way, isn't it, Carmelo, which sometimes is ignored.
In terms of nutrition, I know you make the most delicious soups, Sal. There's some recipe options on our website, houseofwellness.com.au.
Lots of recipes up there, Kelly. And if you're finding that, I mean, he's 13 years old, so one of the big things is making sure he gets enough protein in. And, of course, he's not going to, with a device like that, he's not going to want to chow down on a steak. So I think one of the things you want to look at is maybe getting a protein powder. So if you go see the good folk at Chemist Warehouse, there's a lot of different sort of flavors that he can get. If he likes vanilla or chocolate or whatever, there's a protein powder is a really good idea. He could also try and make sure if he's having a milkshake, he could also put a couple of raw eggs in there. That's also another good way for him to get some protein. So that'll be one of the big things. Also, I guess fiber as well, because if he's not having as much kind of leafy greens and you want to make sure his digestion stays well, you can also get a fiber supplement. So they're the two big things I think you want to look out for to make sure you're really looking after his nutrition as best you can. While he adjusts with this this new device.
Yeah. Right. Appreciate your call, Kelly. You're in the draw for our $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store around the country, as will all our callers be. 131873. Dr. Bonanno, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us today, and appreciate it's going to be a busy week spreading the message on dental health.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Carmelo. Let's take a little break. More of your calls on the other side of this here at the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pop in and try the My Organics hair colour range, new and exclusive to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Great to be with you right around the country. It's Ed Phillips here, joined by Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeader. If you'd like beautiful, youthful-looking skin, we suggest you try BioGlan Marine Collagen Powder from Chemist Warehouse. From our late 20s onwards, our bodies actually lose their ability to produce collagen. BioGlan Marine Collagen helps to maintain collagen levels in the body and help keep your skin looking youthful and firm as well. It's free from fillers, chemicals and other nasties and helps support your skin's health with BioGlan Marine Collagen Powder for just $19.49. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
131873 is our number. No matter where you're listening to us through Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth, we'll get your calls in just a sec. First up, though, A to Z of vitamins and a really important one. Not just one, the group of vitamin Bs.
It is a group, Ed. We once upon a time thought the B group was a single substance, but they all occur together. And even though they're different with similar names, so B1, B3, B5, etc., each has a fundamental role to play. And the most pleasing part is these all occur usually in fruits and veggies. 90% of we Australians don't get the recommended intakes per day. So even though the B groups, B1, for instance, good for your brain, B2, good for wound healing, B12, good for memory and sleep and reducing the risk of tinnitus, I think there's probably not one single person standing upright who can't benefit from using some sort of B supplement each day unless you get that recommended intake of fruits and vegetables. And the Australian stats show that 90%, 9 out of 10 of us, don't get it. So it's a no-brainer, particularly these days. And how often do we think, Sally, the day starts and you've got to be on the ball straight away.
From the minute your eyes open.
Yep. Yeah, and that's where the Bs are very important.
That's right, under stress, right? And that's the thing. For most of us, we are under some form of sort of just, I think, and even if you don't feel stressed, just the pace, I think, of life now is a little bit stressful. It just is, you know. So having a B vitamin really helps you, I think, kind of manage all of that. It's important. Yeah.
You're leaning towards a multi to kind of cover
Yes, all so a B containing all of them. And the sort of signs we look for, this is a throwaway word, stress, but we all know what stress means. But if your memory's starting to challenge you, if you're not sleeping well, if you've got wounds and scratches that don't heal, if you're just constantly tired with a brain fog, they are the reasons you might consider a B group.
Wonderful options today. The A to Z of vitamins brought to us by Go Healthy, New Zealand's number one premium supplement brand, now available in Australia. To your calls, waiting patiently is Michael, who's been standing on the line in Blacktown. Morning, Michael.
Morning.
House of Wellness is here to help you, my friend. What's up?
How can we help,
Michael? I'm 83 years old, and I have a lot of trouble with indigestion.
What are you doing about that, Michael? What are you are you taking any of the prescription items for it?
The only thing I take is Gaviscon.
And that's not controlling it sufficiently?
No.
Okay, look, there's a few things, Michael. If your main meal of the day is in the evening, try eating a little earlier and consider your local pharmacist will have some digestive enzymes that come either in capsule form or there is a combination in liquid form that if you use with your meal, it will help you digest food a little more efficiently and cut back on the liquid that you drink at night. Because when we lie down, if you've got a lot of liquid in your tummy, there's a tendency for it to leak up and burn and give you reflux and indigestion. So a higher pillow, not too high, but a higher than normal pillow, eat earlier, use digestive enzymes, and cut back on the liquid that you have in the evening.
I would also just add in as well, GQ, don't you think Michael might benefit from like a green powder supplement? Just try and, if your system is alkaline, it can help offset the acid that's causing indigestion. I think if, if you're in at the pharmacist, ask for like a green powder supplement, because as we were saying earlier, none of us get enough fruit and vegetables.
No.
So if you can have a green powder supplement, it might just help also to bring your body more into alignment. That can help a little bit as well. And maybe a probiotic to help the gut kind of, you know, just rebalance itself.
And we're talking about total gut support.
Yes.
So any of those things, Michael, and you know, in your back pocket, keep slippery elm, which is a protective herb which coats the lining of your lower esophagus and upper stomach. So it protects it against any acid attacks.
Slippery
as well.
Elm, some great options there, Michael. Thank you. And we wish you all the best for that. Let's go to North Carlton in Melbourne. John is standing by. It's the House of Wellness, John. How can we help you out?
Yeah, g'day. I've had bursitis in one of my shoulders, and to sort of resolve that, I had an injection a little while ago, which cleared it up.
Mm-hmm.
Got it in the other shoulder. I'm looking for another option other than having that done again.
Bursitis is a reusable one of those issues because of overuse, John. And the nutrient of choice has got three letters: MSM, M for Mary, S for Sam, M for Mary. And that seems to be one of the best options for reducing the onset of bursitis. Turmeric, how often do we talk about that as well? And fish oil, which reduces generalized inflammation. And that injection you had, the steroid, it's sort of the last option where nothing else seems to work. Rest the shoulder if you can. Maybe lie on the other side when you're sleeping. Don't put any pressure on it, but hopefully it will resolve because it is so annoying when bursitis occurs.
And nothing hurts quite like that injection in the shoulder, right?
No, and they've got to be guided injections
yes.
as well, Ed, so they're done under a scan.
All right, take those steps if you can, John. Let us know how you go. Our website, by the way, houseofwellness.com.au. If you can't get through today, Gerald has the Ask tab at the top of the page there, and you can list some of your queries, which he will address in good time as well. Let's come to Ralph, who's in Dingley in Victoria. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, all. Doctor, I've got a blood disorder which is causing an enlarged spleen and night sweating.
Yes.
It's quite uncomfortable. I was just there is no medication, according to my physician. I was just wondering if you have any suggestions of something that can relieve the pain.
A couple of things, Ralph. My friends say I have the qualification NRD, which is not a real doctor. I'm a pharmacist and herbalist.
I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. No, that's fine. But I need to point that out.
But you are the fun doctor.
Well, perhaps. Ralph, look, I think it's important to get as many opinions on this as you can. So if you're not comfortable with the advice that you've been given, that's okay. But don't hesitate to ask for more. I always worry about there's nothing we can do about it. That would concern me, and I would not sleep at night at all if I was given that advice. So ask your doctor to refer you on or go and see someone else and get as much information about your particular challenge. And let's hope there's some light at the end of the rainbow for you, Ralph.
Thank you for that. But there is nothing you can recommend from Chemist Warehouse that can just ease the pain of the enlarged spleen?
Well, again, it's the underlying cause, Ralph, of that enlarged spleen that's the issue. So, again, if you've got pain, then that's what you're discussing with your doctor. And I'm staggered that he would say there's nothing you can do about it. Now, if you get a second opinion on that, please drop me an email and let's run through a few options from a natural perspective. But I really would like you to go and get some more advice first.
Great advice there. Okay, Dental Health Week kicks off tomorrow. We're going to chat about some other natural options for toothpaste. Our next guest is the founder of the Natural Family Company, Justin Berno. He'll join us in just a sec. And we'll get to more of your calls, 131-873. If you've got other queries, aches, pains, perhaps some problems with the medication you're taking, our experts are here to help. 131-873 is our number here at the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pop in and try the My Organics hair colour range, new and exclusive to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Do you want to clean your teeth the natural way? Well, make the change to the Natural Family Company's natural toothpaste range at Chemist Warehouse. With the highest level of xylitol, the active ingredient which protects against bacteria, plus 70% organic ingredients, the natural toothpaste range is flavoured with Australian native river mint, which will give you the real fresh breath experience. And don't forget their 100% biodegradable range of toothbrushes. At Chemist Warehouse, the Australian-made natural toothpaste range starts from just $6.99. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, let's chat further on that. The Natural Family Co. was developed by Justin and Rachel Bernhardt in response to a desperate cry from many people looking for a natural toothpaste option that they could use daily. It is a natural fit with Dental Health Week starting tomorrow. And to tell us more, we have Justin with us on the line right now. G'day, Justin.
How are you going?
Tell us about your affiliation with toothpaste. Why? Why toothpaste, I wonder?
Well, sometimes I think it was temporary insanity, but you know, the reality is, or the backstory is that I grew up with Jack and Jill toothpaste being produced by my father, and so besides it being a sort of a fixture of life, by the time my wife and I had our first child, we discovered it was, you know, it was quite a challenge to brush children's teeth.
Yes,
yeah.
And yeah, we sort of revived an old brand and we sort of took it from there. And the Natural Family Company is the logical extension of that.
Tell us a bit about your products. What have you got?
So we make a range of toothpaste. So we have, you know, an original natural toothpaste. They're all natural. And they all have the same flavour profile, which is flavoured with the Australian native river mint. We do an original, a whitening, a sensitive, and a propolis and myrrh variant. And on top of that, we complement those with our biodegradable toothbrushes.
Tell us about the toothbrushes, Justin. They sound fascinating. So biodegradable, as in everything just goes into natural, wherever it goes.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's really an extension of our philosophy as a company. We like to make things that are not clones of anything else on the market.
Okay.
And also, philosophically, things have to be eco-friendly for us. Otherwise, yes, we don't pursue them. And the number of toothbrushes, hundreds of millions of regular toothbrushes end up in the sea each year. Very difficult to recycle them. They're often made with multiple plastics or rubbers, as you can probably visualise. And on top of that, the packaging. So we pretty much pioneered the use of cornstarch, which is, it's what's known as a bioplastic. So it behaves like plastic when it goes into, you know, a machine that molds plastic.
Yes.
But it is actually made of corn.
Okay.
And so, yeah, the handles, we put them in our compost and they break down. It's quite remarkable when you see them starting to crumble and fall apart. We just know that there's not going to be a toothbrush in floating around in the ocean in the next 50,000 years.
Fantastic product. Good on you. That is fantastic. How do your products differ? I guess there's a lot of natural products in the market at the moment. How are yours different?
Well, it's a good question. You know, I think what natural products, it's a very sort of wide, undefined, and in many ways sort of an unchecked industry. And with our toothpaste, it's really important to make a product that actually has functional components and are there in significant quantities that they actually do something. So I would say we leave out known and questionable sort of toxic chemicals, which sure. are commonly found in toothpaste. Mm-hmm. And we include xylitol, the highest amount of xylitol on the market. And xylitol is really important in a natural toothpaste because in the absence of fluoride, we need something that combats decay and plaque.
Yeah.
So xylitol is seen by the bacteria in plaque as food, but okay. they can't actually metabolize it. So they reduce in numbers, mm-hmm. And therefore they're not around to cause the damage that they normally do. And on top of that, xylitol increases the pH of the mouth. And as we know, it's acid that dissolves enamel on teeth and causes cavities.
Sure. So it rebalances and neutralizes that. And are these products Aussie made, Justin?
Yes, of course. All of our formulations are conceived by myself. I'm actually a pharmacist by trade. And then we work with development chemists in Australia to produce all of our products. And I think, you know, I'm a big supporter of Australian manufacturing, but particularly with personal care items and anything that might go, you know, in your mouth or on your skin, because sure. Australian standards of manufacturing are second to none.
Good. And I'm old enough to remember Jack and Jill toothpaste, Justin. How about that? These two youngsters here won't remember that, but I do.
It's a great story. We do hear that. It actually started in 1949. And so we have multiple generations of people remembering, especially banana toothpaste, I think, very fondly.
Sure. Yes. Wow. So, and before he says something silly, I was not a pharmacist in 1949. Ed, okay. All right.
I'd be very impressed if you were.
It is that fine line, making your toothpaste delicious enough but not harmful, because it's so hard to teach your kids to spit it out.
Oh, that is. Yeah. I have a 2.5-year-old, and let me tell you, that is the big. Before I can even get to her, she's swallowing the whole thing. I'm like, spit, you know. Yeah. So good on you for making a natural one. That is awesome.
Well done.
Yeah, well, you know, children don't actually have the coordination to spit until they're about five. Okay. So, you know, a lot of conventional products say on the packet, don't use with, you know, on children under six, but it's nearly impossible to do that. And then as parents, you feel sort of neglectful, and you're horrified when they swallow it, or, you know, it's a real challenge.
All right, we can find the range right across the country at Chemist Warehouse stores. It's all part of dentalhealthweek.com.au. That's the website to check up on as well. Look for the Natural Family Company, developed by Justin and his wife Rachel as well. Thanks for your time this morning, mate. Nice to speak to you.
Thanks very much. Thanks,
Let's Justin. Get to more of your calls. 131873. Doug is next on the line from Mount Warren Park in Queensland. Hi, Doug.
Oh, g'day, guys. Hello. Look, I've just been released from hospital on Friday, and I've got third nerve palsy.
Mm-hmm. And where is this? Where, on your face, Doug, or where?
Yes. It affects the left eye. I can't open my eyelid.
Yeah, okay.
And my left eye won't sync with the right eye, particularly it won't turn to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, they've said there's no treatment. And I want to look outside the box and see what else I can do to help myself. And I've basically been just sat home. It will get better over time. A little bit like Bell's palsy, which is the nerve number 7. This is nerve number 3.
3, yeah. Okay.
So I'm thinking whether or not I should go off to an acupuncturist to see what assistance they can give me.
Doug,
I'm just sat home with nothing.
Yes, I'm with you, because you've got a quite empty feeling here where you're told just go home and everything's going to get better. I would explore every option, Doug, and certainly if we look in Bell's palsy, which is sort of brother and sister stuff, the things that seem to be able to help to reduce inflammation, so we've got an area of inflammation, is high-dose vitamin C, particularly the non-acidic vitamin C, so calcium ascorbate. Vitamin B6, 25 milligram, reduces any fluid accumulation that's there. And I know we talk turmeric in reducing joint pain, but it's a wonderful anti-inflammatory. So look at turmeric that's well-absorbed, Doug, as your supplement options as you move along. But I would be exploring, as you said, everything. And Sally's probably going to come in with some any food groups that reduce inflammation. And that's really important.
Yeah, always turmeric, as we said. And, you know, if you're having any kind of turmeric, you need to have an oil or some sort of fat with it as a bit of a carrier. So that's why you often see on our website, all the recipes are kind of curries, because you've got then the turmeric, you've got the black pepper, you've got the kind of the coconut oil, which is the fat to curry it, to carry it. It's a curry, so it will carry it. The other thing sometimes is when you've got that, you might want to come off some stimulants, things like coffee or, you know, or not too many of them, just, sure. you know, kind of I'll just to help your instead. System. Yeah, yeah, look yep. at a herbal tea instead, okay. definitely.
Great Good. Options. Wishing you all the best, Doug. Good luck, Doug. And we can follow that up too via our website for those wonderful recipes, houseofwellness.com.au. A little break, coming back next with our TV show star, Luke Hines from the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Pop in and try the My Organics hair colour range, new and exclusive to Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Great to be back with you. This is the radio version of the House of Wellness, of course. We have the TV version rolling out across your screens from midday today on Channel 7. Luke Hines is one of the superstar presenters, and we've got him on the line with us now for a little preview. Really important topic coming up today, Luke, with an Aussie screen icon joining you as well.
Mate, we had the incredible, humorous, fun and loving Shane Jacobson. And I have to say, if you think Shane Jacobson is entertaining, wait till you meet his mum on today's show. Not only are they here to talk about Parkinson's disease, but there is so much truth when they say laughter is the best source of medicine, because these two combined had us in stitches, but also talking about such an important topic.
Yeah, it is an important topic, isn't it? Now, you also meet a couple of sisters, right, who are on a mission to get people changing their habits.
Definitely. I mean, we all know about the keep cup and saying no to a straw, but it's interesting, Sally, that these two sisters are creating a new movement when it comes to packaging. So they set up these stalls at markets where you take your own containers to fill them up with bulk goods like your oils, your shampoos, conditioners. It's an incredible initiative.
Good on them. That's great.
Hansie, Gerald here, Hansie, and good
Gerald,
morning.
I know what you're going to ask. I'll stop you there, because this was Gerald's favourite segment. It was mismatched libidos. Gerald really hyped up in this segment. It suddenly got his attention. And we talk about what happens if you do have a mismatched libido.
That doesn't happen in my territory, Hansie. Just going back to Parkinson's, I think if Shane can create more awareness, bearing in mind it's a disease that I think his mum's had it for 15 or something years, it's a long-term challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, mate, absolutely. And I think seeing them and how they've handled it and the way that they move forward with their life is really, really inspiring.
All right, that's plenty great. On the small screen today. Make a note of that and watch it today around midday on the channels of 7. Hinesy, great to chat to you as always. We'll check in
Thanks
with you next
everybody.
Sunday.
Love you guys.
Cordon Bleu trained chef Zoe Bingley-Poulin will also do a tried and true French favourite. That's going to be delicious as well. Great callers today. Thank you one and all. Who did you like?
Our winner was Kelly first up. The importance of communication with your dentist. Kelly, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations.
So much fun. Let's do it all again next Sunday.
See you guys next Sunday. Look forward to it.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everybody. Don't forget our website too, houseofwellness.com.au, and we're back on the radio next Sunday morning.